Welcome to The Greek Current, a podcast by Halk and Kathimerini. I'm your host, Thanos Davelis. Most journalists, analysts, and even politicians themselves seem to have concluded that Greece will head to early elections this fall. This week, Prime Minister Mitsotakis moved to dismiss these rumors, saying that he's prepared to assume the cost of resisting pressure for snap polls for the sake of stability, and added that he plans to see his government through its four-year term. In the meantime, polls are showing that the Greek people do not want elections now. Tom Ellis, the editor-in-chief of Kathimerini English Edition, joins me today to discuss why most pundits and politicians are convinced of early elections and to make the case that this election uncertainty is damaging not only to the ruling party, but to Greece. Tom, welcome back on The Greek Current.
Thank you for having me.
Tom, why are all these analysts, journalists, and politicians convinced that Greece is heading for snap elections after the summer?
Well, I think there are a few reasons. First of all, it's this cynical thinking, which I do not share, that we call elections, and this "we" has to do with all parties from all ideologies. We call elections based on the polls, and if things go well, that's the best time to do so. If the future doesn't look very rosy, as is the case right now, we try to avoid the worst. And of course, another reason is the fact that recent government leaks were noting that we are moving towards this development. Then we also have the opposition parties pressuring for elections. So there was a climate that began from different angles, different sources. It took a dynamic of its own. And then, of course, the analysts and the pundits like elections because they start the analysis. What will this mean? Or not who will win or lose, which is the main issue, of course. But, you know, which date, all these less important things that most journalists really like. So we got into this pre-election environment. And that's where we are, or where we were until a couple of days ago. We'll see.
What are the main arguments for these early elections?
Well, you know, supporters of early elections, again, I don't share their analysis, but because it will be a very difficult winter economically with the high inflation, and of course, the government is not doing that well as time goes by, they feel that, first of all, a fresh mandate would be helpful to deal with the situation. And secondly, and I think most importantly in the minds of the people who support early elections, is that we, meaning the government, should avoid the political cost. Because according to this thinking, if you have elections after the difficult winter, you might pay a price to the extent of, if not losing, definitely being in a very difficult position with respect to forming a government. So they push for early elections. I mean, there is an argument, and one has to listen to it and respect it. But I just don't think you do that. You don't call elections just whenever you feel it's better for you. Let me remind you, actually, just a year after New Democracy won in the summer of 2020, and a few months or weeks after the successful way that the first wave of the pandemic was dealt with by the government, again, the same analysts were pushing the government for elections just a year after they won and they had a clear mandate. Why? Because they were ahead, really far away ahead in the polls, which was totally irresponsible, I think. Anyway, the prime minister, of course, did not call elections then. And we'll see. It seems he's not going to do that again. But of course, in politics, you never know.
This week, Mitsotakis dismissed talk of snap polls, and he's insisted that his government is going to go through with his full four-year term. Have his statements, you know, inspired confidence or cleared up any of the political uncertainty?
While he has said that in the past, now in two cases, first of all, in the discussion in parliament, but even more directly during an interview yesterday, he was very clear. In that sense, he clears up the uncertainty. On the other hand, he could be waiting until, you know, the end of August to call elections if you want to avoid 1 month of uncertainty. I think deep down, he is somebody who wants to show respect for institutions, for the way the democratic system works. and he would like to see his term out all the way to, you know, if not the summer of 2023, maybe the spring. And although, I mean, he said it himself, he's willing to pay the price, if there is a price to pay in this, as they call the difficult winter we all expect. On the other hand, there might be money coming from the European Union to deal with energy costs and inflation. And maybe the prime minister is looking to tap into that, which will make things less bad in the winter. So, you know, but after what he said repeatedly, I take his word for it, that he wants to go all the way till 2023.
In your latest piece, Tom and Kathy Marini, you wrote that the election uncertainty we're seeing is damaging not only to the ruling party, but to the country. Now, why do you say that?
Well, you know, it's a very complex situation. We all know we have an explosive mix in Greek-Turkish relations, and it's not going to be an easy situation dealing with President Erdogan in the few months, if not years to come. But in any case, we know that we are not at a period where we have the luxury to get into a pre-election fight, definitely not have a government after the first election, we'll have a second election. It's a very complicated situation. We might end up for weeks without a real government. And given the situation with Turkey, it's not the greatest thing. On the other hand, for better or for worse, it has become a reality, a sad reality, that every summer we have many wildfires. The country goes through a painful situation. And, you know, we also had a few in the last few days. I'm afraid this summer will be no different. So do you go into an election after this possible difficult summer also? I don't know. Politically, I wouldn't risk it. But my main concern, and I think should be the concern of most rational Greeks right now, would be how you deal with Turkey and this really tense situation we are witnessing over the last few months.
Tom, you brought up the view of Greeks. And, you know, while most pundits are convinced about early elections or the need for them, polls show that most Greeks want to see the government see out its four-year term, or that they're not keen on elections right now. What message should this send to politicians and talking heads, and what does it say about the Greek electorate?
Well, and actually, I'm on the side of the people. It sounds a little political as a statement, but I mean, I really believe what the polls show, and that's how most Greeks think, that despite the statements, the analysis, the arguments for early elections, I think it's a really welcome development that the majority of Greeks are showing what I would describe as remarkable maturity. And I think that a government that was democratically elected for 4 years should govern for 4 years. So I think the people think, let the government do the best it can. And then at the end of the term, they will, vote and decide. And actually, you know, in the Constitution, I mean, of course, we have a 4 year term, but there is a note that says you can call early elections in case of grave situation, national issue, whatever. And unfortunately, for too many times in the past, governments from all the ideological spectrum have called early elections just saying, you know, this is a national issue. Well, we do have a national issue with Turkey. The economy is always, you can always describe it as a problem or an issue. That doesn't mean you call elections. So most Greeks, as the polls show, would like, even people who are, I mean, that doesn't mean they would vote for or against the government, but they just feel, even if you're against the present government, you let her govern, and then when the time comes, you vote. But, you know, for the uncertainty, which as I noted in my piece, it's the problem, I think, for the country to be dealt with. I think the prime minister, although he has done so to a certain extent, has to go out there a few more times, be very clear that the elections will not take place earlier. Because otherwise, even today, you know, after his comments, people are trying to read between the lines and they feel, okay, he wants to, but you never know. So if the point becomes really clear and makes it politically difficult for him to call early elections, then he would have succeeded in a way in doing what he wants, if he really does, and I think he does want to go all the way. So he has to go out a few more times be very clear, talking to the people, talking in parliament, saying, this is it. As prime minister, I'm saying clearly, we're going to go all the way. If that happens, then we'll clear the air and we'll be able to deal with so many issues in the winter. And when the time comes, let the people decide.
Tom, it's great speaking with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
In other news, the leaders of Greece and Bulgaria on Friday inaugurated a new pipeline that will supply natural gas to Bulgaria, whose supply of Russian gas was cut in April amid the fallout over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis stressed the importance of the new link as an alternative supply for Bulgaria as Greece steps up its efforts to become a regional energy transport hub. Bulgaria's acting Prime Minister, Kirill Petkov, said the pipeline will change the map of the region, giving new impetus to cooperation and ending Russia's monopoly. Greece is also building an LNG terminal at Alexandroupoli, which Mitsotakis said will provide additional gas for the new Greek-Bulgarian pipeline once it's online. Finally, Foreign Minister Nikos Dendias met on Thursday with the chairman of the U.S. House Committee on Foreign Affairs, Representative Gregory Meeks, and other members of the House to discuss bilateral relations. Dendias emphasized the importance of the amended MDCA signed between the two countries and the energy and defense value of the northern port of Alexandroupoli, diplomatic sources said. He also referred to the 3+1 regional alliance scheme, stating that Athens would like to see it develop into a multilateral cooperation scheme. Sources said Dendias also briefed the U.S. delegation on Turkey's provocative behavior, its questioning of Greek sovereignty and sovereign rights, as well as the Turkish threat of war. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.